You're looking so pale, Chivorine. I left the kitchen, rubbing my grumbling belly. Somehow, I had to find a way out of Cacklefur Castle. I opened the first door I could find and stepped inside. I found myself in an enormous hall filled with strange-looking rodents. I looked down at my paws. The marble floor was lizard green. I looked up. Candlelight cast ghostly shadows on the walls. I felt a paw on my shoulder and squeaked in surprise. It was Creepella. "Hello, my little zombie wombie," she said, stroking my whiskers. "How do you like the castle?" "I want to go home," I cried. Creepella ignored me. She grabbed my paw and dragged me into the hall. "I'm going to introduce you to the family, Geronimo," she said. "Please don't embarrass me." Before I could reply, a teenage mouse ran up to us. She looked like a smaller version of Creepella. She had the same shiny gray fur, and she seemed very fond of the color purple. She wore a purple shirt and jeans. She carried a bat-shaped purse, and perched on top of her shoulder was a real live chameleon.
"Hello, Auntie,"
the little mouse said.
"How nice to see you."
Creepella hugged her. "Chivorine, you look pale. How lovely."
"Thanks," answered Chivorine. "I love your dress. It's so mysterious."